Okay, I'll hire you. You will be my interpreter.
Oh, you don't speak Italian?
Yes, but there'll be other Americans here who don't, and I may need you for other things, too. You know these people well? Do you know who's for us Americans and who's against us?
Sure, boss, I can help you plenty.
All right. What did you say your name was?
Romaldo Giuseppe. I just a Joe to you.
No, we're in Italy. I'll call you Giuseppe here. Just two things now, Giuseppe. You got to be honest with me. If you're not, you'll be in bad trouble. The other is, don't expect me to do you any favors. I wouldn't do for anyone else. See?
Oh, sure, boss. You don't worry.
Now tell me, what does this town need the most?
Oh, I could go for a movie house, boss.
No, Giuseppe, I mean right now.
Food, boss. Food is a bad now in Adorno. 3 days, a lot of people no eat the food, nothing.
Why is that? Because of a shortage of flour?
No, everyone been scared. Baker don't work. Nobody sell a pasta. Water don't come in the carts. That's all, boss.
How many bakers are there in town? But before Giuseppe could answer this question, there were two simultaneous knocks on the door, one strong and one weak.
I open him up, boss.
Giuseppe was at least eager. Please, Giuseppe. Giuseppe hurried down the long room and opened the door. Two men tumbled in. Both were well-dressed and had neckties on. One of them was quite old, the other was very fat and looked 40. They hurried down the room, and each seemed anxious not to let the other get ahead of him. The old one said in English, with a very careful British accent, "My name is Cacopardo, at your service, Major. I am 82. I own most of the sulfurs in this place. Here, Cacopardo is a sulfur, and sulfur is a Cacopardo. I wish to give you advices when you need of it." The fat one, who seemed annoyed with Cacopardo for speaking first, said in English,
"Praxis is my name. I have a telegram."
Major Gioppolo said, "What can I do for you, gentlemen?"
Cacopardo said, "Advices." Praxis said, "The telegram."
Cacopardo said that the Americans are coming to Italian countryside and need some advices. The old man looked straight at Giuseppe, the interpreter, and added, "I wish to advise you to be careful in Adorno. There are many men who are illegal in America. Some men, too, who were condemned to the electrical chair in Brooklyn of New York." Major Gioppolo, seeing Giuseppe's embarrassment, said, "Giuseppe, I want to speak to the priest of the town. Will you get him for me?" Giuseppe said,
Which priest, the boss?"
Cacopardo said, "In Adorno there are 13 churches, Major, and in some, like San Angelo and Saint Sebastiano, are two or three priests." Major Gioppolo said, "Which church is the best?" Cacopardo said, "In churches, not ought to be good and bad, but Santa Angelo is the best, because Father Penseleccio is the best of all." Major Gioppolo said to Giuseppe, "Get him for me, will you?"
"Yes, boss,"
Giuseppe said and left. When he had left, Major Gioppolo said to Cacopardo, "Is this Giuseppe fellow not to be trusted?" Cacopardo bowed and said, "I mention only the electrical chair. I am not the one to name the names." Major Gioppolo spoke sharply. "You said you came to advise me. I must know about this Giuseppe. Is he to be trusted or not?" The old man bowed again and said, "Giuseppe is a harmless one." The fat Craxi was growing very annoyed that Cacopardo was getting all the attention. He said,
"I have a telegram, please, to deliver."
Major Gioppolo said, "This isn't the telegraph office. There's a war going on. Do you think we have nothing better to do than deliver telegrams?" Craxi was apologetic.
"I'm an anti-fascist. I have a telegram. You are the one who can deliver it."
And he pulled out from his pocket a piece of ruled paper folded four ways and pinned shut with a safety pin. He handed the paper to the major, who put it down on his desk, to the disappointment of Craxi. The major said, You say you've come to advise me. Then tell me, what does this town need the most right now? This time the fat Craxy got there first. To eat! He said, much to eat! Cacapato said, it needs a bell more than anything. Craxy said, the foolishness, the bell! More than anything, to eat is necessary. Cacapato said, the town needs its bell back. You can always eat. Craxy, who had been rather slighted in the conversation anyhow, now became quite angry.
You can always eat, you capaldo, he said. You have a million lira, you sulfur, you can eat, but not all the people here can eat.
And he turned to the major.
To eat here is most necessary, more necessary than any bell.
Cacapardo broke into furious Italian.
Fat one, you think only of your stomach. The spirit is more important than the stomach. The bell was our spirit. It was of our history. It was hung of the power by Pietro of Aragona. It was designed by the sculptor Lucio d'Ange of Modica.
Craxy, said an Italian.
People who are very hungry have a ringing in their ears. They have no need of bells.
Cacapardo said, by this bell, the peoples were warned of the invasion of Roberto, king of Naples, and he was driven back.
Craxy said, people with malaria also have a ringing in their ears.
Cacapardo said, the bell warned the people when Admiral Targot brought his French and his Turks to this place in 1553 and burned many homes and churches, and all that was left in the church of our mother was a little silver crucifix which you will see now in the church of San Angelo. The major said in Italian, we have no time for this recital. I wish to know what things are pressing and must be taken care of at once.
Craxy said, I have spoken. Food is the first thing.
Cacapardo said, the bell must be taken care of at once. The bell did not warn us of this invasion, or we would have been in the streets with flowers to welcome you.
Craxy said, I need no bell. I was on the beach to welcome the Americans. My women was with me, the formidable Margarita, and my 7 children. We were on the beach in spite of the shooting to greet the Americans. But what did my children shout? They did not shout, we missed the tinkling of the bell. They shouted, Carmel, Carmel. They were hungry. They wanted candy. I myself, who had had enough to eat as it happens, shouted for cigarettes, not for the pealing of a bell.
Borth, and the usher Zito came back. Borth said,
Snifty, Major. All the records are intact. They tell everything. There are lists of anti-fascists and lists of those who were enthusiastic and others who were lukewarm. There's a dossier on each important person. It's perfect. Who are these guys?
Cacapardo said, Cacapardo is my name. At your service, sir. Cacapardo is sulfur, and sulfur is Cacapardo.
Borth said, I remember that name. In the records, it says Cacapardo's crazy.
Craxy said, that is true. He thinks that the bells are more important than food.
Borth turned on Craxy in mock anger.
And who's this?
Craxy was apologetic again.
I'm anti-fascist, Craxy. I believe in the food for the moment.
The major, Joppolo, said, they're arguing which is more important, food or restoring the bell. Since we obviously can't do anything about the bell just now, food is our concern. Craxy looked very proud of himself, but Cacapardo turned to Ziti, who said, we will leave this matter to the son of Rosa, who was the wife of Zito. What do you say, small Zito? Do you consider the food or the bell to be more important? Surprisingly, Zito said,
I think of the bell.
Major Joppolo was interested by this. He leaned forward and said, why, Zito?
Zito said, because of the tone of the bell was so satisfactory.
No, said Cacapardo. It is because of the history of the bell. When the bell spoke, our fathers and their fathers far back spoke to us.
Even Craxy was swept into the argument.
No, he said. It was because the bell rang at the times of the day. It told us when to do things, such as eating. It told us when to have the morning egg, and when to have pasta and rabbit, and when to drink the wine in the evening.
Zito said, I think it was the tone which mattered. It soothed all of the people in the town. It chided those who were angry. It cheered the unhappy ones. It even laughed with those who were drunk. It was a tone for everybody.
Giuseppe came in, bringing the priest, Father Pensvecchio, who was gray-haired and cheerful, and as he approached the group around the major's desk, he made a motion with his right hand, which might have been interpreted either as a blessing or as a fascist salute. After the introductions, Major Gioppolo said to the priest, Father, we are speaking of the old bell which was taken away. Father Pensavecchio said,
That was a disgrace of this town. I have in my church a bell which was just as loud as the one which was taken away, though not so sweet and much younger, and altogether meaningless as a bell. Any other bell would have done as well in my belfry. I wanted to send my bell, but the Monsignor would not permit it. The Monsignor is the uncle of the mayor. He has a reason for doing the things that he does.
Father Pensavecchio crossed himself, indicating that the things which the Monsignor did were somewhat ugly. In this case, I believe he was wrong. Major Gioppolo said, Why was this bell important, then?
The priest said, This bell, it was the center of town. All life revolved around it. The farmers in the country were wakened by it in the morning. The drivers of the carts knew when to start by it. The bakers baked by it. Even we in the churches depended upon that bell more than our own bells. At noon on the Sabbath, when all of the bells in town rang at once, this bell rose above all of the others, and that was the one you listened to.
Cacopardo, who was old enough not to have reverence for anything, said,
I think that even the Monsignor regrets the sending away of the bell, because he used to regulate his fornication by it.
Craxi said, I am certain, too, that he regulated his eating by it, as everyone else did.
Major Gioppolo said to Borth, in English, We'll have to try to do something about getting another bell.
Borth said,
It's ridiculous. There are a lot of things more important than this bell. Get them some food and don't forget the alleyway.
Major Gioppolo said, All the same, the bell is important to them. And he said then in Italian, Thank you for telling me about the bell. I promise you that I will do all I can to get another bell, which will have some meaning as a bell and will have good tone, and its history will be that it was given to you by the Americans to take the place of the one which was taken away by the fascists to make gun barrels.
Cacopardo said,
You are kind.
Craxi said, I thank you, Mr. Major. I kiss your hand.
Major Gioppolo said, You what?
Cacopardo, the historian, said, You meant no offense. It is an old custom here. Once the important people make us kiss their hands, and later, when the actual kissing became too much of a bother, it became the habit merely to mention the kissing, as if it had been done.
Craxi said, I meant no offense, Mr. Major. I am an anti-fascist.
Major Gioppolo said, It appears that everyone in this town is anti-fascist. Well, we'll see about the bell. Now, I wish to speak alone with the priest. Zito, you may stay. You are my usher. Giuseppe, you may stay. You are my interpreter.
Craxi said, Mr. Major, the telegram?
Major Gioppolo said, I will try to send it. Craxi mentioned the kissing again and turned to go. When the others had gone, Major Gioppolo said to Father Pensavecchio, Father, I wish to tell you that the Americans want to bring only good to this town. As in every nation, there are some bad men in America. It is possible that some Americans who come here will do bad things. If they do, I can assure you that the most of the Americans will be just as ashamed of those things as you are annoyed by them. Father Pensavecchio said, I think we will understand a weakness in your men just as we try to understand it in our own. Major Joppolo said, thank you, Father. I have been told that you are the best priest in Adano. The priest said with quiet modesty, I am here to do my duty. Major Joppolo said, therefore, I should like to ask a favor of you. You must feel perfectly free to refuse me if you wish. I should like to ask you to say a few words before your mass tomorrow about the Americans. I shall leave it to you what to say, and say what you wish. If you will merely add that there are certain proclamations which the Americans have posted which ought to be read. Father Pensavecchio said, I can do that easily. Major Joppolo said, I myself am Catholic. If you will have me, I should like to attend your Mass. The priest said, it will be a great pleasure to have you. Major Joppolo was glad that he did not say it would be an honor. Major Joppolo said, I shall see you tomorrow then. Father Pensavecchio said, just to make sure, at the church of Santa Angelo, it is by the piazza of that name, at 7 in the morning. Until then, son. When the priest had left, Giuseppe said, in his brand of English, you're doing okay, Abbas. All you got to do now is a fix a food. Yes, said Major Joppolo, food. We'll go to the bakeries, but first, do you have a crier here? Giuseppe said to Zito in Italian, what is the name of the crier? Did he run into the hills with the others? Zito said, no, he's here. Mercurio Salvatore, he is here. Only Mr. Major, he does not always say exactly what you tell him to say. He will say the general meaning of what you wish, but he will change it some. Even if you write it down, he will change it some. Major Joppolo said, will you get him here, please, hit Zito. I want to send him out to tell the people to read the proclamations. Zito went. Major Joppolo said to Giuseppe, we will go to the bakeries. Then we will post the proclamations. Giuseppe said, okay, Abbas. Major Joppolo looked down at his desk and saw Craxi's telegram. He undid the safety pin and unfolded the paper to read. To Franklin D. Roosevelt, Capitol Building, Washington, D.C.
Fremente di gioia per la libertà. Da molto tempo attesta c'è i vostri valossori. Soldati hanno dato alla città di Agno. Stop, vi prego accettare i sentimenti sinceri della mia gratitudine e riconoscenza antifascista Giovanni Craxi fu Pietro.
Giuseppe, the major said, let's see how good you are as an interpreter. Now this is for President Roosevelt. You must make it as eloquent as you can. What does it say?
To Franklin D. Roosevelt and so forth, said Giuseppe, crazy with the joy because of the liberty so long awaited, which your brave soldier have given to a town of Adano. What's a stop?
It's just the end of a sentence, Giuseppe.
In the sentence, I beg you accept a sincere sentiment of my gratitude and a recognition. Signed, this Craxi. You going to deliver it, the boss?
Sure, the major said. The president will be glad to hear.